G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 19. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. And Joel, again, Group 1 action in both Adelaide and Brisbane. We got the sprint and the wait for age race. I think the sprint takes it as far as interest goes.
Yes, certainly think so. We've got several Group 1 winners in the Goodwood. Do we have many Group 1 winners in the Doomben Cup? I think only one or maybe two. So it's certainly the Goodwood looks to be the best race throughout Australia on Saturday. Capacity field, we've obviously got the mares coming through the Sangster a fortnight ago, and we've got last year's defending champ, Vega Magic, who's trying to do it again. First up, he sort of bucked the trend a bit last year, but he was heavily spruced off some good jump outs and he won well, and this year he's going to be a very, very dominant favourite again.
All right, well, let's start at Morfordville, the Goodwood meeting, and take you through, right through the first seven races. They're all black type. First of them, race one, Heineken 3, Port Adelaide Cup, 2,500 metres listed race, and just the field of six to face the starter, Joel, and the Darren Weir trained Yogi does look very, very hard to beat.
Yeah, he's had the three runs back, competitive in all of them, and gets to 2,500 fourth up, should be ready to peak. So he's on top from three Exalted Lightning, who's been given a little freshen since his good run in the Adelaide Cup to finish sixth. He was going really well prior to that. One Mail It In, who surprised a few, went back into the winner's stall third up, and Silent Warrior next best.
Yeah, we got Yogi marked at 250. I'd be surprised if he started that long, would you not?
Yeah, you would think they would come for him. Silent Warrior is a very popular horse. He continues to go out short, but yeah, you could see Yogi starting a bit shorter.
On the other side of the coin, race two, M&J Chickens National Stakes for two-year-olds. Over 1,200 at Group 3 level. Tequila Time seems to be one that people don't believe in and want to get, you know, they... with the horses coming from interstate, they kill time. He keeps starting at pretty good prices, and he's backing up, attempting to win again here. And you're taking a set against him as well, Joel.
Yeah, I have. I haven't been with him, so I just find it hard to step in now. But he certainly looks very smart, obviously dropping back from the 1,400 to the 12 on the week back up. It's never easy, but he'll be a deserved favourite. I've gone with number 11, She Will Rise. Hayes Davenick trained filly. She debuted in a stakes race in the Queen Adelaide over 1,050. Got back from barrier one, was held up a couple of times early in the straight. Once she got clear, I thought she battled on well. She steps up to 1,200. That's going to suit Regan Bayliss aboard again. Can just see her improving many lengths off that debut. Seven cracked the code, jumped out well, and was strong to the line, winning first up down the straight. You'd have to think she'll be better for that. One Tequila Time and three Marcel from Madrid. Had good backing on debut at Benalla and really opened up late for an impressive win.
Race three at Morfordville on Saturday. You bet SA Fillies Classic. In the good old days, was known as the SA Oaks. 2,500 for three-year-old fillies. These days, is only a Group 3 race, but the top two here, and it is seen by many as a race in two, Miss Admiration and Pleasuring. They are coming through third and fourth in that Group 1 Schweppes Oaks. Our good friend James Jordan of Racing.com is convinced that Pleasuring, who finished fourth behind Miss Admiration in third, will turn the tables here with Barrier 4 versus Barrier 17. But you, Joel, are not only tipping Miss Admiration, you are leaving Pleasuring out of the equation.
Yeah, look, she's certainly got a case, Pleasuring, but I've gone Miss Admiration. It's always a bit hard to know whether they've gone a run too long with some of these fillies. She obviously was in Melbourne, then went to Sydney, ran a huge race in the ATC Oaks, and then really strong effort in the Schweppes Oaks. She's going to get back anyway from that draw, so perhaps not a huge disadvantage, but I've gone her way. I think number nine, Goosey Fair, might be a blowout hope. She's by Tavistock out of a Zabeel mare, going to love 2,500. Probably should have won at Mornington against the older horses last time. She was just held up for about 100 metres or so coming into the straight, and then when she got clear, I thought she ran well. So she could be the knockout. 11 Wild Sea, I know they have a decent opinion of this filly, by Dalekani out of a Galileo mare. Again, we'll love the trip. She went into the Group 1 Oaks in Sydney at just her third start, but failed there, but wouldn't be shocked to see improvement. And 12 in for fourth, Lemon Splice, another filly that's been improving with a steady rise in distance. She won her maiden last start.
Your best bet comes up in race four at Morfordville, Joel. That's the FX Centauria Stakes, 2019 metres for fillies and mares at listed level?
Yeah, well, a fortnight ago, Temple of Bell was my value bet and Savopinski was my best. Now they clash here. I've gone Temple of Bell, the three-year-old filly, taking on the older mares. Just made her run probably a bit soon there in the Shreps Oaks. She had settled pretty nicely towards the back of the field. Craig Williams elected to slide forward mid-race and probably just left her exposed for a bit early. She finished just off midfield. She'll be fitter for that, though, and down to 53 kilos. I think she's more than capable of measuring up. Certainly think number one, Savopinski, will take beating. She gave a decent kick last time, maybe just went a little bit hard early. She'll be fitter, and the distance not a problem. Two, Tahane was just tipped out in that same race, the Queen of the South, and nine, Shenandoah, finished third in that race. I'm expecting that to be a pretty decent form line.
Race 5 is the Robert and Faye Gerard R.A. Lee Stakes, 1600 metre Group 3.
Interesting race this, being set weights and penalties, and we haven't got much of a spread. I've gone with number 7, Seabird, who has been a long time out of the winner's circle since his two-year-old days, in fact, but he just looks like he might have turned the corner a little bit this prep. He's been sort of tackling really the big guns through his three-year-old and last season as a four-year-old. This prep, he's just come down a notch a little bit, placed in listed company at his last two, and being the set weights and penalties race, he gets a nice weight relief, down to 55 kilos. So I've lent his weight, about 14 overexposure. The three-year-old going really well this time in. He finished strongly, just couldn't quite match it with Peaceful State last time, but that was a good effort. Nine in for third, Land of Plenty. He's also in at Flemington. He's going well, and one, Lightning in My Veins, can't knock his recent form.
Race 6 at Morphville on Saturday. We see your value bet come up, Joel. It's the You Bet Proud Miss Stakes, fillies and mares, 1200 Group 3.
You know, I like the two down the bottom here. I think one of the pair will win. The three-year-old filly, Split Lip and Leather and Lace. I've gone Split Lip. She's going to be a bigger price. She was excellent with the blinkers on first time. That was two runs back. Last week, she drew horribly, 17 of 18, got a long way back and never got into the race. But her final 100 metres was good. She's drawn much better on Saturday. 17, Leather and Lace, was excellent first up at Caulfield with 58. Down to 54 here. She's a genuine stakes class filly. So I'm keen on those two. One, Dainty Tess, obviously represents a fair bit of class. She won the Irwin. She went to the Sangster. I don't think she pulled up the best after that race. She's obviously going to find this a bit easier. And six, Creativity, a lightly raced mare, building a good record.
And the big one is race 7, Darley Goodwood, 1200 metres worth $1 million, set weights and penalties at Group 1 level. And Vega Magic, as you mentioned, going to be a short-priced favourite, quite short, $2.70, very short in my opinion for a 20-horse field. And especially when you consider that well, last year, Vega Magic became the first horse since 1965 to win this race first up. He's trying to do it again and is trying to become the first repeat winner since 1912. And indeed, with 59 kilos, more weight than any other Goodwood winner since 1956. Although Takeover Target did have 58.5. I imagine that the half kilo difference is just a slight tweaking of the set weights and penalties system. But there's a, and Barrier 14, I haven't been back over the barriers for this race, the winning barriers, but a fair bit against Vega Magic for a $2.70 pop job.
Yeah, I'd want another dollar onto that, to be honest. If I thought about backing him, clearly he's a winning hope. You've got to have him in the mix. I've gone with 6 Voodoo Lad here. He was excellent first up in the Newmarket last year, runner-up to Redkirk Warrior. Of course, both horses were first up that year. Went on to contest the TJ and the All Age, both on heavy tracks. And he wasn't disgraced, but doubted we saw him at his best. Had a short spring, just the three runs. He added to his impressive first up record with a win and then wasn't far away in the Bobby Lewis and the Moyer. Very good fresh. He's just going to need to get the run at the right time from that barrier, but I think he'll be very hard to hold out from 5 Vidora. Obviously had that setback, missed the Sangster. If all is well, we know she's right up to this. 1 Vega Magic and 2 Santa Ana Lane, the other Group 1 winner. He got back on track with a really good effort in the Mackay second up.
Yes, and I guess what I should add about my potting of Vega Magic there is that if anyone can get him to defy those historical precedents, it is the Lindsay Park team, because of course Redcourt Warrior in 2017 was the first first up Newmarket Handicap winner in 100 years, and then the following year he was the first repeat Newmarket winner in 35 years. So they don't seem to worry too much about these historical hoodoos, the Lindsay Park boys. That is Morfordville. Doomben. Oh, sorry, well, we did mention your best and value bet, Joel. I'll just repeat for the listeners. Race 4, number 13, Temple of Bell, your best. And your value bet, race 6, number 16, Split Lip. Doomben, the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday. As you mentioned, the Doomben Cup, a fairly lackluster one, in my opinion, is the main race. It's still intriguing, mind you, because there's a few different storylines that could play out there and a few different firsts that various horses can notch up, as well as, of course, Waller. The Waller dominance in the race, 6 of the 12, is quite remarkable. We'll get to that shortly. We'll start with the first black type race. That's race 4, City Property Services Bill Carter Stakes. 1,200 for two-year-old fillies, a listed race.
Number 6, Yawaze, on top for me from the Snowden camp. She's well-bred out of the Magic Millions winner, Karuta Queen. Impressed first up in a maiden coming from the back. Beat her stablemate Galena, who probably should have won in midweek company following that effort. She's just needed a little bit of luck, but usually these Sydney form lines are a bit strong for this level. She's on top from number 11, Don't Doubt Lara. Didn't mind this filly's maiden win at the Gold Coast. Second start in a race, she was strong off a good tempo. I think she'll start over the odds. 5 clockwise, yet to run a bad race. She was ridden along early in that Del Rallo. She might just be looking for a bit further than 1,200, but she'll be honest and run well again. And 1 Sizzling Bell. On the quick backup, she didn't have a lot go right for her last week in the Champagne Classic.
Race 5 at Doomben on Saturday is the IPG Marketing Solutions Chief De Beers. 1050 metre listed race. Sees the reappearance of Savannah Amor, Joel, and you've got an interview with trainer Chris Maher in this week's Winning Post.
Yeah, well, she's a talented mare. I've always been a fan of hers. She's won a few group races. They were aiming her at the Oakley Plate in the Newmarket. She had a setback on the eve of the Oakley Plate, and that put her out of play for those autumn features, but they've reassessed targets, and they're up there, up in Queensland for the Tats Tiara. Look, she missed a trial last week. She's drawn 12 against the boys over 1,050. So not an ideal scenario. I've gone with her on top. It's a very even race. She'll be finishing very hard, but you can certainly see her improving with the run. For Nieta, she's been below her best this prep, but she hasn't raced at 1,000 metres. Or around the 1,050. She loves the short course, so she should be very competitive if she's anywhere near right. 3 in his stride will just be very strong late from an inside draw if he gets the gaps, and 7 prompt return will be fitter for his first up run in the Bat Out of Hell.
Race 6, Japan Racing Association Cutest 3-year-old plate, 1,200 metres. This one is not, in fact, a black type race, but Joel, your value bet comes up here, and we've got the Kiwi jockey Mark du Plessis aboard.
Yeah, number 16, Boasting, and well, I might be just way off the mark here because she went up 100-1 yesterday, so maybe I've overestimated this Bow Desert form leading into a decent 3-year-old race, but she's a nice filly. She has won very impressively both her victories, and she beat a good one last time in Show Us Your Diamonds. She's well drawn. Happy to play her at the massive odds. 1 Chauffeur chased the A-graders last prep, you know, contested the Golden Rose, Run to the Rose, Roman Consul. He's a talent. First run for Brad Widdop. 3 The Bostonians, a classy Kiwi, drawn badly but has trialled well. And 6 Scalapini, another nice horse, first up from the O'Day Yard.
Race 7 at Doomben on Saturday, Flight Centre BRC, I should say, Sprint. 1,350 metres, Group 3, and this sees your best of the day, Joel.
Now, I found it a tricky card to come up with a best, but Ullman, around the $8 mark, I'm pretty happy with. He was placed in this last year after winning the Wongoom. I thought his Wongoom run was very good this year. First up, had more weight, 60 kilos, wasn't beaten far behind his stablemate, Handsome Thief. He's got 59 kilos, drawn a touch tricky, but his class will take him a long way in this. 3 Mr. Sneaky can be forgiving for his failure first run in Brisbane. That was on a heavy track. 7 Tougher Than the Rest, first up for Chris Waller and scored at 20-1. Just got under the punter's guard, but he's a good horse. He's won 6 from 12. And 10 Outrage is going to be massive odds. Fresh last prep at 1350. He ran a huge race, and his recent trial was massive. Include him in your first fours.
The big one is race 8, Hardy Brothers Doorman Cup, 2,000 metres. Standard weight for age, and it is a Group 1 worth $660,121. And Joel, you've had to have a few rethinks on this race through the week.
Yeah, well, the horse I was keen on, Our Century, did not accept, and then I reassessed, went to the class of it somewhat. He's hurt his leg, he's out, so third stringer gets a run. And I think I was debating before how many Group 1 winners. There's two, I think, Egg Tart and Abby Marie, and neither have won a race since their Group 1 win as three-year-old filly. So it just tells you this race is lacking a bit in depth. Number 8, Life Less Ordinary, has come off the bench and is now my top pick. Opie Boson to ride for Waller. His first prep in Australia was promising. He was placed in a Wagga Cup, then tipped out. He came back in the spring, placed a couple of times at stakes level. They took him over to Perth for the Kingston Town. He was a bit disappointing there. But I think he's come back in the best order we've seen this time in. It was dominant at Flemington on Anzac Day. He ran a slick last 600 there and looked the winner of the Wagga Cup on paper, and it panned out like that. He bolted in. If he can just get a bit of luck from the draw, I think he can measure up at each way odds. To beat 10 Tradesmen, former Perth galloper now with Darren Weir, has improved with every run. That was a big win at Warrnambool. Again, he's got to step up a bit in class, but he looks a progressive type. 3, Ambitious. He's probably, well, he's the favourite, and I guess you can probably understand that. He's coming off a second in the Tancred to Almandon. Things didn't go right in the Queen Elizabeth. He lost 3 shoes in running and had to make his run too early. So he's a deserved favourite. And in for 4th, I have put number 7, Satono Razin, who improved in the Hollandale at his second start in Australia.
And finally, at Doomben Race 9, Amgro, Bright Shadow Quality, also for the fillies and mares at 1,200, a listed race.
Hard to go against number 2, Anatola, and she's very short now, around the $2.20 mark. She broke the track record first up at Randwick. She went to Gold Coast, crossed from 15 of 15 and won the Silk Stocking. So she's in flying form. It's going to take a big performance or bad luck to beat her. 4, Swampland, is a talented mare. She's probably every bit as good as Anatola, but maybe just not at 1,200. Maybe she'll be ready next time and then into the Tats Tiara, but she'll run well. 3, Not On Your Life's a good roughie. Good second up record and likes firm tracks, and she finished off well behind Anatola first up. And 11, River Race. So I think she might just be better with given the ground, but she's in next best.
To recap, Joel's best at Doomben, race 7, number 1, Ullman. Value bet, race 6, number 16, Boasting. They are racing at Flemington in Melbourne, and there are a couple of black type races, one at each end of the distance scale. There is the Hilton Nicholas Straight 6, and of course the Andrew Ramsden, better known as the Duke of Norfolk, the other big Flemington 2-miler. We'll start with race 6, Hilton Nicholas Straight 6. It is a listed race, and as the name suggests, it is over 1,200 metres.
Yeah, number 1, Rich Charm. I've never backed him, ever, so that probably prevents me from stepping in, but $3 I thought was a bit of a luxury in the early markets. So, you know, he started $2.20 last start. It's really, you know, it's a race that maybe has a little bit more depth to it, but he's proven down the straight. And I think $3 is overs if you like him. He's on top, clearly the one to beat from 6. Aussie Choice, I thought he ran well in the Wongoom, just behind his stablemates. Never won second up, but he had a ripping prep last time in. 12, Divine Qualities, a talented mare. She's looking for black type. She was good first up. And 3, Darren, really hasn't done much at all in his last couple of preps, but he's been taking on the A grade. This is a fair drop in class for him.
Yeah, and with the other last start winner in the field, at number 4, the WA horse Malibu Style, to beat 9, Divine Mr. Artie, 11, Sir Donald, and 1, Rich Charm. And the long distance listed race at Flemington on Saturday is race 7, Andrew Ramsden Stakes, 3,200 metres worth 200,000.
I've gone with 2, Swakadelic. He's a sort of, you know, a proven stayer at this sort of a level. He was chasing home Fnatic in the spring. We saw that form hold up with Fnatic winning the Adelaide Cup. And all 3 of his runs this time in have been really good. So happy to play him each way. From 4, Sherlock Holmes bounced back to his best last start with a claim for Lockie King. 9, Runaway, the 3-year-old. He backs up off last week's SA Derby runner. I thought he was very gallant from the front. He'll give them a bit of a sight here. And 7, Dukan. Just maybe dropping back from the 32 to the 28 at Flemington last start. He was just left wanting when the sprint went on, but his Sydney Cup run prior says he can definitely win this.
Yeah, no idea here, but as indeed I guess the markets haven't either, as we've got him marked at $6 the field with Sherlock Holmes the favourite. I've just gone for five Sin to win. Just I keep thinking this horse is going to win, and keeps finding a way to lose one way or another, and I reckon this could be the day for him to break through from 11 Big Hammer for Sherlock Holmes and 7 Dukan. My value bet, as I mentioned, was race 6, number 4, Malibu Style. My best race 5, number 1, Boom Time. I see I'm going up against your value bet, Joel, but I just thought Boom Time, very, very good first up. 3 kilo claim gets him down to 59 here, up to 2,000 metres. Ideal and could prove too classy, but perhaps not, because your value bet is?
My Nordic Hero in that race. Chris Waller has 3 runners, two of them, down from Sydney, and he's got Hursley, who's been going well down here. But My Nordic Hero, just we saw a bit more from him last start. He got to 2,000 metres. That was his 4th run in Australia. Just expecting that form to hold up there behind our Century and Ecuador. Might just be a tad stronger than this level. So I've gone his way as my value. Chris Waller provides my best bet. Race 4, number 7, Jake's Hill. There was a little bit of support for him first run in Australia. That was over a mile at Flemington a couple of weeks ago, and he didn't get the favours. He found himself locked away on the fence, really unable to ever fully stretch out in the straight. Down 3 kilos, up 200 metres. And I'm sure from barrier 12 this time, Froggy knew it will just hopefully give him clear air in the straight, and we can see him be too good. The other one I'll mention is a bit of a roughie in the last, number 8, Rossman. Got a long way back last start. Didn't think he was too bad. His prior efforts were really good. I think he's a nice horse worth following. If he hasn't gone too deep into this first campaign, he might be worth a dollar at the 60 to 1.
Yeah, bit of a roughie, $61. Well, in New South Wales, finally we seem to have... the carnival is finally over. We come back from Scone to Rose Hill Gardens for some... solid off-season fare, but fields have held up fairly well, Joel, so there should be a bit of value for us there. What have you found?
Yeah, well, best in value is Waller in Melbourne, and again in Sydney. My best is Noir in the last, race 9, number 2. She was also in the Bright Shadow in at Doomben in the last race there, but she's already scratched. She drew wide. She's drawn 5 here. Takes on the boys. That's the one box I guess she has to tick, but she won her first 3 last prep against the mares, faced the boys last start, and was only beaten by Lanciato, who's went on to win twice at stakes level and run a pretty decent race in the Doncaster. So she can measure up against the boys. Her trials have been excellent. And my value is Miss Ballantyne, race 8, number 5. She will improve out to 1,400 from a soft draw. She just lacked that sprint at the 1,100 metres and a sprint home first up. But I've had a bit of luck backing her at the right time, so hopefully Saturday is the right time for her.
There's a Group 3 at Ascot in Perth on Saturday. It is race 7, the Dorsonia Family Aroma Cup, over 1,200 metres. And BJ Ryan's value bet comes up in this race, and it is Railway Stakes winner Great Shot, who is resuming off a sizzling trial at Lark Hill, led throughout to clock 55.33, which I think was for 950 metres, and has posted huge ratings figures first up over the Ascot 1,200 metres in the past. Fresh with blinkers on BJ Likes, Great Shot at around $7. That's race 7, number 2, and his best, race 2, number 3, Come Play With Me at $2.75. Was competitive in the WA Derby and then most impressive winning at Pinjarra. And this one is over 2,200 metres against the older horses. Ascot also features, of course, as it does every week these days, apparently, the next big thing of WA racing, and that's race 1, number 1, Black Sabbath. Very impressive at the trials. And then just crushed his opposition first up. Will also be pretty short again. That's race one, number 1. Black Sabbath, earlier in the day, Joel. We are at Tarapa in the Waikato for Waikato Steeplechase Day.
Yeah, Jumps Racing takes centre stage there on Saturday. However, my best and value are on the flat. My best is I Am Queen, race 7, number 10, 1 start, 1 win. It was by 4 1/4 lengths. She's trialled up really well leading into this. It's a nice race. We've got some horses with stakes form, so she's really going to need to step up quickly, but I think she will from a good draw, Danielle Johnson to ride. And my value is race 8, number 2, Stradivarius. Improved nicely last start. He's going all right. It can be a bit hard to catch. He doesn't win out of turn, but he runs well at Tarapa, and at an HY price can certainly have something from him, or something on him. Probably the most interesting runner in the day, if he goes around, is race 9, number 9, Surrey. He's drawn 20 at the current stage, but Graham Rogerson talking up big time this bloke. He's a 5-year-old out of Maccabi Diva, so certainly watch him. He's one start for one win. My best at the other meeting, Awapuni, is Handsome Return, race 5, number 3, and my value is Ram Sam Sam, race 3, number 7.
Okie dokie, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australia. We have got all your form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday and Friday night in this week's Winning Post. Big fields everywhere, plenty of value to be had. And speaking of value, all your favourite columnists and features, apart from the crossword, which because of those big fields I mentioned, did not make it in. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I'm going to go what I believe is fairly safe, and that's Flemington race 1, number race 5, number 1, Boom Time. Joel?
I will go Rose Hill race 9, number 2, Noir.
Okay. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.